Hey everybody, happy Sunday. How's it going?
We are gonna do Shang-Chi. It's a Marvel movie. You guys know I'm not a big fan of Marvel movies, but we saw this one at the Dolby Theater at AMC, and it was pretty good. I
I
like it.
actually enjoyed this one probably more than I guess because it was sort of like, even though it was tied in with the other Marvel movies, like it refers kind of back to the Mandarin from Iron Man and stuff like that, and there's like some recurring characters, but it's kind of its own thing. So you can.
It refers back, but you don't need to know any of it.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I liked about it. It's like you don't have to like bring this big like notebook full of notes and references. I mean, obviously if you have that and like you know all the lore, then you'll appreciate it a lot more, like all the stuff turning up. But I liked it because it was like a standalone type story, even though it was kind of sort of linked in with the other stuff.
And it's kind of interesting. It's like the ultimate 80s kung fu action flick in a way. Almost kind of like Big Trouble in Little China in a way. Just not that zany. It is kind of fucking zany at times, but in the Marvel kind of way. I
Yeah, it's
mean,
funny. It's cool because it seems like
it's otherworldly.
it seems like the best combo of like the Marvel formula, but also, you know,
80s action kung
80s
fu.
action kung fu movies with like kind of like a mystical type of element, which I thought was like kind of a cool combination, and I think they pulled it off pretty well.
The story takes place in a couple in different time zones, like what your ancestors were doing, like what your mom and how your mom and dad met. Actually, not how your mom and dad met, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, it is kind of like that.
Shang-Chi's origin story has to do with his mom and dad, so it shows them how they met. They like met back in the damn crouching tiger, hidden dragon fucking times, back in the medieval period. Like they don't age, all right? They got a hold of some fucking magic powers and they can
Well,
live
the
for
Ten
fucking
Rings, you know, the
these
titular
ten
Ten
rings.
Rings, are making him illegal, immortal.
So it
Making
have
him illegal with a book.
started back at, started back in the day, back in the Crouching Tiger days. And then it ends up in Macau, and it ends up in down the United States of China, or actually it was Chinatown, and then it ends up in another dimension.
Yeah, the first part's in San Francisco. So I think a lot of people were expecting this to kind of cross over with Ant-Man because the Ant-Man stuff is also set in San Francisco, but they didn't really do that. Spoiler alert.
Some of it takes place in the special Chinese dimension. That's where all those dragons are. And
Talo, that's the name
that's
of
what they
the
called it, but we
place,
know what
yeah.
it really is. It's really the special Chinese dimension. That's where all the most Chinese and Chinese stuff exists. Flying Chinese dragons,
That was pretty cool, I gotta say.
Chinese lions. They look
That was
just
also pretty cool.
Chinese horses that then they look exactly like they were drawn with in Chinese traditional art. They got human eyes and fucking beards,
I
stuff
was a
like
big fan, I have to say. I mean, the production design on this is gorgeous. I was a big fan of all the dragon scale armor and weapons. I
Yeah,
thought
they had
those
all
looked
that.
pretty awesome.
So some of the warfare has to take place in this other dimension. It's where those rings came from. And then there's all kinds of stuff, evil soul-sucking dragons, evil tentacle fucking flying soul suckers,
Yeah, I guess were those
fucking
like the baby soul suckers? I guess they were
it
like
didn't
or the
matter.
minions. I guess they were
Yeah,
like
the
the
minions of
minions.
evil spirits, evil Chinese spirits. So the whole Chinese traditional motif and modern Chinese motif is in the movie, and I liked how they did it. It was pretty good. The
I
storytelling
did
was
too.
storytelling was awesome, or it was solid. Kind of Star Warsy, father-son tensions between good and evil.
Yeah, it's like a family drama kind of too, because it's like, you know, it's kind of him fighting against his dad, who's sort of marginally a bad guy, but he's also interesting because he's straight up a villain, but he also has motivations behind, and you also kind of feel some sympathy for him. So I think like he's a really good villain. And like I said, the guy that plays Shang-Chi is he's like, I think he was like the perfect guy to get for this, because do you know that they have been like, Stan Lee wanted to make a Shang-Chi movie going back to like the 90s when Brandon Lee was still alive, because he wanted Brandon Lee to be in it.
That'd have been good.
Yeah, but it's like, it took so long. Like, they started working on this back in fucking 2001, right? That's how long this like fucking took to make. But I love the guy that they got to be in it, because it's like, he's just a really good, you can buy him as like a kick-ass, like a badass fighter guy, and you can also buy him as like a nice, like regular dude.
Yeah, he's kind of like the Chinese Superman in a way.
Yeah, he comes across as very, very likable and very relatable.
He's got the Clark Kent version of himself and then the Superman version of
himself.
Sean, yeah. So he's got two identities. He's got a sister that he grew up with who's also got these special Chinese powers.
Just and I will say that she saw the one credit sequence, but we didn't see the one at the very end.
So there was one at the very end.
But I know what happens in it. So they're setting something up for like the next thing, as they always do. Because they did have like a mid-credit sequence. And then I was kind of like, are they going to have one at the end? And everyone was leaving. So I was just kind of like, maybe not. Because you'd think that they'd be nerds and they would know.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I guess they don't. But I guess they did. Because I went back and like saw somebody talking about it.
So you want to save to stay to the very, very end. But yeah, he's Shang-Chi's also got a sister, okay? They kind of grew up in the same training program, so she's in it also. She's like a side hero. She does a bunch of cool shit too, and she's cute. Got a cute outfit and everything, Chinese outfit. Their early instructors are still in the movies. That was a pretty cool outfit. He looked kind of that weird kabuki mask looking thing.
Oh, ninja, yeah. I remember that
kabuki
guy.
Kabuki ninja guy.
The guy that kept hitting them with sticks when they were screwing up when they were kids.
Shang-Chi's dad's, you know, kind of like this immortal warlord. He's got his own training school and fucking all these other badasses and mercenaries.
Yeah,
and
he's like a worldwide criminal mastermind. Like I said, they brought his character up way the hell back in the first Iron Man movie.
Yeah. So, I gotta say, I had very little expectations for the movie. I really don't give a shit about the Marvel Universe, which I think that makes me a good judge of this movie, because I'm not invested. I'm just gonna tell you what it was like as a movie. I know nothing about the Shang-Chi character in the comic books or anything, so I'm very neutral and impartial to it. I didn't have high or low I had low expectations, actually, but I had no preconceived expectations. I just judged the movie on based what I saw and what my experience was in the theater. These movies are there's a lot of controversy about these movies, because, you know, you got fanboys that fucking like it or don't like it because it didn't match with this or that. Or then they're worried about, well, how woke is it? Is it too woke or not woke enough? I don't give a fuck. I didn't really see
people
the movie.
People have too much time on their hands.
I don't give a shit. Well, no, sometimes heavy-handed fucking bullshit. I don't like it either. I didn't notice anything about it that lean one way or the other. It was just a normal movie. I didn't see any. Did you see any fucking wokeness per se?
I think that's a stupid concept, but I didn't see. It just seemed like a normal movie. Seem like normal movies.
But you know, you'll have to see guys on YouTube saying, "Oh, this movie, this and that," blah, 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 and they'll complain about it.
Well, they say
they make
that
the guys
because
look like pussies,
because everybody clicks on it because it's controversial.
Yeah.
They say that about every single movie.
Yeah, they say they're going to make the men look like pussies and make the women all look like superheroes. To me, they just look like a normal movie. The Shang-Chi was a normal male hero. They would, you know, he wasn't emasculated or anything. It didn't seem to have any, you know, it had a Chinese motif, but that's in the spirit of this character and the world that he comes from, that you got to have that. It's like saying, well, it's Aquaman. We can't be underneath the water.
You know, let's make an Aquaman movie entirely on land.
Yeah, can't be underneath the water because too many people don't
swim.
Not
going to lie, I'd probably watch that.
Yeah, they'd be like, some
just,
people don't
just
swim.
Just out of curiosity.
Got a lot of people afraid to get in the pool, so we can't have Aquaman swimming around like that. You know, so they see it like that. I just judge it as a movie. Kind of, I would say, speaking of Aquaman, I enjoyed this one as much as I enjoyed that Aquaman.
I think I liked Aquaman, but I think I like this one slightly better.
Yeah, might be a little bit better.
The only complaint I can have is it's a little bit too long, but I say that about every Marvel movie. But honestly, it didn't really bother me all that much.
Yeah.
I will say that despite the production design at the end, like once they go to Talo and once there's like the big battle scenes with the dragons, that's kick-ass.
Yeah.
But I think the first half was better when they were still like in San Francisco before they went to the other dimension.
Yeah.
Because this had legit two of the best action fight scenes in any Marvel movie. The scene on the bus.
Yeah.
And the scene on the side of the building on that whole time, I was just like this with anxiety, like the whole fucking time. Like when they were in Macau and they're all like fighting on the side of the building, like with all the scaffolding and shit. Holy crap. Yeah. And that scene on, and the, that whole like extended fight on the bendy bus, that was amazing.
The fight on the bendy bus kind of reminded me of the damn James Bond fight where he's running down the train and the train and the fucking crane on the train. Remember that? Kind
of
reminded
me. I think the reason it was good, the reason it was good is because unlike a lot of the battles in Marvel movies, it's not like superpowers, like everybody throwing light balls at each other type of thing. It was an actual physical kung fu fighting, and I liked that better.
Well, depending on what universe they were in.
Yeah.
Remember that in this, when they were in this universe, it did look more grounded. When they were in the fucking special universe of China, of Chinese mystical universe, they were flying around holding on to backs of dragons that were fighting
each other.
So
it kind of had both things.
It had both.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
And you know how they were kind of flying a little bit during the when
like
they were witching dragons?
Because
you're in another damn in another dimension, so it was in some ways a little more believable, I think, to me. He could punch them rings off and grab shit and pull things out of dragon to dragon. Dragons are trying to soul suck each other. And that was pretty good because it was almost kind of like a Godzilla movie. Gigantic dragons. A good
this
kind of
had
battle.
Something for everybody. Like big ass monsters fighting each other at the end. And then
and humans
had, like,
are helping.
Fu.
In the middle of a fucking Godzilla fight between two Chinese dragons. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I like the movie.
Also, I really like I like Awkwafina as well. She's always like funny and everything
in. Yeah, he's got Shang-Chi's got this kind of tag along sidekick who's this.
It's like his best friend.
Yeah, but they were also kind of hinting that there might be a romance that might be building up or something with them too. I mean,
yeah, it could be. But I like that they didn't shoehorn that in.
No.
Like they seemed like legitimately they were buddies and they were just like had been buddies for 10 years and they were always hanging out and fucking with each other and singing karaoke and whatnot.
Yeah, and she's fucking terrible taste in clothes, fucking terrible.
Yeah, she was like super dorky. She was so cute.
Super dorky and real fucking loud and fucking not sexy at all. Funny but not sexy.
But I liked the dynamic between the two of them. Because, like I said, once they go to the other dimension, like, Awkwafina goes too, but Katie is her character's name. But, you know, Awkwafina goes too, and, like, she kind of has an arc, too, where she's sort of, like, dorky and not good at everything, but then she kind of, like, steps up and whatnot. But it's, like, I just liked the, you know, the friendship between the two of them, the way that was kind of set up at the beginning.
I liked the creatures. The story was good. The story was solid. It had a good character arc, you know, gave you some, you know, gave you a little bit of background of Shang-Chi and built him up some, and then in the end, by the time this is kind of like not only his origin story but his first mission.
Yeah.
At the end of it, he's full on Shang-Chi at that time.
Yeah.
Now, personally, did I enjoy this one more than Shazam? No. Shazam, I liked it. It was goofier and more like a superhero, fun superhero. But was this one good? Yeah. It's in the Marvel motif.
Yeah.
The Marvel has a certain motif, and it's in that motif, but they bent it to make it Shang-Chi, a Chinese character. It is good. It is good.
Like I said, I think they struck a good balance between it being a Marvel movie, but also being a standalone that you don't have to be all up in, like, Marvel lore to enjoy it. Like I said, you'll obviously enjoy it more because you'll catch all the little Easter eggs and stuff, but you don't need to have that. It's, like, a very like, straightforward story, and it stands on its own. So I thought that was, like, so they threaded that needle pretty well, I think. We're actually going to, either tonight or tomorrow, I want to see Malignant, the James Wan movie. It's like, we're kind of tired, so we might not go see it tonight, so we might see something else tonight, but then we might go see it tomorrow. So since so many of you guys asked, like, it's because I didn't want to do this at the beginning because I didn't want people complaining. It's like, why are you going to talk about the movie?
Yeah, right.
So I said, well, let's save it till the end, even though a couple people did ask. Okay, so if you guys that were here Friday night, he made a stir fry and, like, all the oil smoke got in the air and is, like, making my nose run. But so we met with the landlords on Saturday morning, and we were freaking out. We were sitting there going, oh my God, are we going to have to like buy this house? It's going to be really expensive. And it's like, are we going to have to like move or whatever? So what they wanted was they don't actually want to sell this house.
They want to
move into this house.
Right.
They have like a shit ton of properties, and I guess this one is like the location that they want or whatever.
Well, see, what it is that he's getting older and he can't go up and downstairs.
Right.
So this is a flat house, and they like.
Yeah. So it's one story, and this is a nice neighborhood.
They want this house, man. They want it. They says, man, you got to get the fuck out.
Well, they didn't say it like that. No, seriously. Actually,
they gave a good deal.
Yeah, because I was kind of like only thinking there was two possibilities, but there's actually a third possibility, which we didn't even think of, actually the best possibility possible.
Yeah, they broke. He's like, look, man, I don't normally do this, but you've been with me for 10 years, never been late on the rent. The fucking house looks great. I'm gonna put you in a better house.
They
it's about 10 miles up a fucking road,
yeah.
Two-story, almost 50%
they
larger.
They basically said, if you guys would let us move into this house,
yeah,
for the same rent,
yeah,
we will let you have this other property that we own,
yeah,
that is 1,000 square feet bigger than this one,
yeah,
is two-story,
yeah,
and is 5 bedrooms,
and we have 2 months to move.
And we have 2 months to move. And they said the house is empty right now. Yep. We're going to go Wednesday and see the inside. We went and saw the outside.
We've seen photographs of the inside.
And we've seen photographs of the inside.
They're still painted in there. They're remodeling it. So it's going to be kind of brand new.
And they basically said, no one's living in it now. Yeah. So we'll give you the keys, like if you like the inside. And you can just start moving stuff in. You can paint it if you want to.
Yeah.
You can pretty much do whatever you want to
brand new carpets and everything.
They're like, so we would like to have you as renters for another 10 years, or if you want to buy the house, that's fine too.
Yeah, I got an option to buy.
Right. So, but it's about 10 miles from here, but it's not, it's in like a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's on 3/4 acre.
Yeah, it's out near where I used to work in the horse industry, so
yeah.
I know the area. It's only, like I said, it's 10 miles. It's, I'll show you guys pictures of it. It's right outside. It's in Houston.
It looks super nice.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's like, it's a lot bigger than this house. And like I said, I always wanted a house with two stories. There's not a lot of them.
The exterior needs to be painted again. I mean, it's a newer house.
At least the trim.
It's the same age as this house. It's 10, 12 years old.
Probably. Yeah, something like that.
But it needs trim paint. The color contrast, the trim on it is too light. It's only a little bit darker than the house itself, which kind of makes it just looks like a white box. I'm going to fix all that. It also needs landscaping stuff done. I'm going to plant some trees around it, bushes and shit. And fucking put some flower beds.
It's got a big backyard.
Big backyard.
So we're going to put some privacy hedges up. And we're also going to screen it. It has a massive back patio.
Yeah.
But it's not screened in, so we're going to screen it in so the kitties can have a catio.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
5-bedroom, about 3.5 baths, couple living rooms, nice big kitchen downstairs, patio. 2-car garage. The only thing I didn't like about the house, but beggar can't be chooser, you know? It didn't have double front doors. It only has a single front door. So it's a big house with a single front door on it.
That's all right.
It needed to be double front doors.
I'm not really bothered.
Whatever.
I grew up in a trailer park. It's like if somebody said, hey, for the same rent, you're paying for this much smaller house, you can have this way bigger house.
I'm going to fix a house up, though.
I'll be like, hey. So, like I said, it'll be a while because we have, like I said, we have 2 months to move. And they said you could just move shit like over there.
We can start moving now.
We can start putting your stuff in there because there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
So they're going to give us the keys on Wednesday.
They want to move in here about 2 months from... Well, actually, 2 months from now, they want us out.
Yeah.
Because they're going to remodel the inside.
Yeah.
And then they're going to move in.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to slowly start transferring shit over there over the next 2 months.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
And then I'll get a truck and I'll take the big stuff like the beds over there.
Yeah, it's going to be super easy. Honestly,
the cats are going to love it.
Honestly, like I said, the first thing, my main priority is I want to set up the office so we have somewhere to stream from.
Yeah, studio and office. Got to get the internet going over there.
I got to, I got to go look at the layout and see which room I'm going to pick for the office and kind of get it all, and then like I might paint it or something, and like we'll get some lights going in there, we'll get some cool shit, and it should be cool, I think. I'm like real excited about
it. They're all saying, oh, it's a sweet deal, it's good news. Oh yeah, it's very good news, because it also, here's another thing else, I got 2 months to slowly move over there, so there's no rush. Which, they got
I like
crosses.
That. Because honestly, what I said...
There won't be a moving day. There's going to be several moving months.
Yeah. Just, you know, shit that we don't need.
Yeah,
we'll just pack
there.
It up and, like, throw it over. And, like, it's
days
cool.
to bed move, we'll be over there.
It's nice, too, because yeah. I'll be able to go in there. We can yeah. go in there and paint and shit like that before there's any furniture in there, yeah. which will make it a lot easier.
Yep.
Because that's kind of what I'm... The first thing that I'm going to do.
All storage stuff will go over there first. We'll do it in yeah. layers. Stuff we don't ever use, we'll go over there first.
And to be honest, all of the... I don't really have... I mean, other than the bed and, like, the TV and shit like that, we don't have a shit ton of furniture.
Yeah.
And all of the stuff in here, like, this desk is not really mine. It was your stepdad's.
Yeah.
And it's massive, and I hate yeah. it. It's
so
brown.
So we're going to order new stuff and
so
have
I'm
going to
just
there.
Either throw this out or yeah. leave it. And my bookshelves are falling apart, so I'm going to get some new ones. So a lot of, like, my big furniture, I'm just going to throw it out and get new shit.
Yeah, and what we do is we'll just order it online and then add
and
that
then
place
have it delivered
as, the
to there.
As the delivery there.
So then so. I don't have to move anything.
Right.
Because I was thinking about it too, because I was thinking I hate this desk. I mean, I just yeah. used it. I mean, it's nice because it's big.
And it's old school. That's a 20-year-old.
But I've always 30. Used it because yeah. it was free.
And it was here, yeah.
And it was here, but it's a bitch to move.
Yeah,
it's in like three or four pieces.
It's in the wrong colors. It's brown.
And it's brown.
It
and
should
I
be
hate
black.
Brown stuff.
Yeah,
I hate brown stuff.
And then,
so I just thought, man, I'm just gonna leave this shit here.
Yeah,
or throw
and,
it away.
And here's another thing: no money.
Yeah,
no,
so
no
we
down
don't.
Payment,
so we
no,
don't have to like pay. It'll
no
just
deposit,
be other than
just
you know maybe
month.
A little bit disruption.
Yeah.
Like when we're actually going over there.
Yeah.
So
that saves me $3,000 in moving costs and fucking fees and all kinds of shit right there.
Like I
I'm
said,
just gonna pay,
this,
I pay him on the first of the month.
Just the
like
same,
it,
as,
same
usual.
As usual.
Same, like, same yeah. amount and everything. So
told
I was like,
my landlord loved me.
So I don't need, so I didn't even like think of that being a possibility.
No, me neither. That's what I wanted to talk
But
to
I was
us.
Like, oh my God, that's like the best possible yeah. outcome. Cause not only do I get to go yeah. through all my shit, get some new furniture and like start over, like, yeah. and clean up this
I was like,
mess
I was,
in here.
I was sitting there like this and he goes, and I goes, you sell this? And he goes, no, but I want this house. I want to live here. And he says, okay, so I got to go. And he goes, yeah. But you're going to go here. And he showed me. I was like, where is this? And he says, it's 10 miles up there. You can go.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, all right. He goes, the money the same. Don't worry.
He said, same
he says,
money.
I don't do this for anybody, but you've been with me 10 years, and you've never been late.
And cause, and plus, we take care
good.
Of his house
yeah,
without
and he goes,
complaining.
The house is good, yeah. So he goes, do whatever you want. I want you for another 10 years. And I said, what about to buy it? And he goes, yeah, we'll talk probably about $475. I
yeah.
was like, okay. I think I can talk it down, though.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Well, especially if we rented it for several years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice neighborhood, that neighborhood.
Yeah. It's not enclosed, but it's all nice houses.
Yeah,
it's
not. It's not gated, but it's out yeah. in, like, where all the horse farms and stuff
yeah.
are. But it's like, but the neighborhood looks comparable yeah. to this one.
It was a good sign. I went around the side, man, I saw a big old pile of 5.56 and 9mm brass on the side of that thing. This motherfucker over here was shooting out here. Probably before the rest of those houses were built.
Yeah, because this house, yeah. I mean, it's a neighborhood. It's a normal neighborhood, but this yeah. house has a lot more room around it than the other ones do.
Yeah, there's room out there to put a big garden.
You could put a pool if you wanted to.
I put
to.
A swimming pool out there. You could put
there's plenty of room
rock,
out there.
Rock paths, rock gardens, and I'm going to put trees and shit because, man, it's just sitting there. It does have hedges and shit in the front, but it's just the landscaping is basic. It needs good landscaping. I look around at the neighbors, and some of the neighbors, man, their house... They're fucking like mansions. They're the same size. But I noticed that my landlord, what he did, he owned 13 of these things. And he would go on a block and go into a good neighborhood and buy the ugliest house in that damn block.
Or the plainest one.
The plainest one. And he probably got a good deal on it. And he was planning on flipping them. But it's the same house as everybody else has, pretty much. It's just that it didn't have all the deluxe fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't
on,
have
like all
the
molding and
yeah,
the fucking,
it doesn't have all that stuff on it.
Which, if I bought it, I'd probably put all that on it. Some of that could be fixed just with paint and landscaping.
Yeah, to be
a
honest, I
it.
Think that's kind of like... And like I said, screening in the patio.
Yeah.
Because...
And also lawn lighting. The lighting that shines up inside the trees up on the side of the house. You know how there's nice little accent lighting that everybody else has that goes down driveways and everything?
Yeah.
That would change it a lot, too.
Where did I just see that? Khan said you can design your new studio for the show. Yeah, that's
yeah.
exactly what I'm gonna do.
Really
and like I said, I'm not taking any of the streaming shit over there until like the last minute. I'm gonna set all, you know, and most of this shit, I can leave some of the shit in the background, but some of the shit I might just slowly, like, pack up and stuff, and I can put everything, like, exactly the way I want it before we start streaming from there.
And it's 50 to 60% bigger. The rooms are all bigger.
Yeah.
The top floor has got a spiral staircase that goes up that ends up in a landing with ledges that look down into the living rooms, and it's rooms in a... The hallway goes in a circle around like a bunch of rooms, and some of the rooms kind of can see into one another. It has
like a big lounge.
Big lounge
that just has arches. So we're gonna
put a bar up in there.
We're gonna turn that into like a bar snack type area. So I'm gonna put like a little coffee pot and a little mini fridge and shit, so we don't have to go downstairs.
Probably have that all set up around where, like a support studio, a support area for the studio.
Yeah, that's
so I can get up, make a drink, and make coffee while we're working and doing the studio. Maybe make that part of the studio. We'll just see how the layout is.
Yeah, because
I haven't really walked through it yet. Just seen pictures.
We've seen the outside and we've seen the pictures, but I'm not sure. Like, I can sort of see how it's laid out, but I want to see like which one we want to use for the office, because there's several rooms upstairs and they all seem pretty big.
I'll shoot some videos when I go down there. Maybe Wednesday I'll probably be down there, or sometime after that, and I'll shoot some videos and maybe we'll post it while it's empty so you guys can see where it's
going. Louis said $475 is a good price. It is for that area, and for that house is 3,500 square feet.
Yeah.
This house, I think, is 2,400.
In California,
that one's 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. Yeah. This one's a 4.3.
If that was in California, it'd probably be $2.5 million.
Probably. It's big.
Big, yeah. It's nice.
But yeah, so I'm super...
Maybe 2 million.
I'm super jacked.
Yeah.
So like I said, like the next couple months, I'm going to go through all my shit. I'm going to throw out a bunch of stuff, actually, because I've been waiting for an excuse to do that.
Yeah.
And I already ordered some moving boxes.
Get rid of some of the dead wood.
Looking at some paint colors. I'm already, like, doing all kind of shit. I'm going to go Wednesday and, like, measure the windows and shit like that for curtains and all that kind of crap. I already picked out some new desk.
Right.
You know.
And then I want to get it to where it's not a big deal for me to I can rent a truck for, like, $20 a day. Like a U-Haul type truck, of the smaller ones. And
Enterprise will do a van, at least they did last when I moved. That was a while back.
I just got to be able to get
it. It was pretty cheap.
I could ride the motorcycles there if you go with me and you can drive me back.
Yeah.
It's mostly the beds.
Most of our other furniture is not that large.
Beds and chairs and shit.
There's like a couple sofas, but they're not that heavy.
Yes, I forgot about the sofa. Yeah, it's not heavy.
They're not heavy.
It's just big.
And we have, like, a bunch of little chairs and stuff, but they're super light.
Yeah. Like I got cheap chairs on purpose because I knew Pookie was going to tear them up.
And she
did. Which she did. Little $50 chairs.
She goes every single day when she walks past those chairs, she puts her little things on and stretches. Ah!
Yeah.
And as much as you yell at her, she's just
she looks
what?
Like, what? So what? Yeah.
Scratching posts.
Yeah.
Thank you for all these scratching posts.
Yeah.
Mommy and Daddy. Yep. So hopefully that's good news. We were very excited about it. I was like, man, that turned out like way better than.
You needn't have
worried about anything.
Well, Louis said in California it'd be like 1.5 million easy, Tom, especially in SoCal. Yeah. How many square feet was it? It's two stories.
It's almost 3,500 square feet.
3,500 square feet,
and it's on 3/4 of an acre.
Yeah, and it has 2-car garage. Upstairs, downstairs, big kitchens.
It's like I said, it's five.
All stainless steel.
5 bedroom, 3.5 bath.
All stainless steel kitchen.
The whole first story is tile.
Yeah.
And then the upstairs is carpeted.
It's carpeting, right. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's just the outside, man. I need to fucking paint that trim the right color.
And like I said, it wouldn't take much. No. All you need to do... The main problem is just
that... I got ladders and shit.
It's just that the trim and the actual house are almost the same shade.
So it just looks like
a box. All you need to do is, like, paint the trim darker.
Yeah.
And it would, like, really pop out. And go to Home Depot and, like, buy some of those stone gargoyle shit things and, like, stick them on there. It'll be fine. It'll look good. And, like I said, we need some bushes in the backyard. Like
and
some
going
privacy
down the
hit,
side
like
of that,
a privacy
going down
hit.
The side of that house, it needs a raised. I don't talk to Little Swole because he does that shit for a living. I also know another guy who does landscape, and it needs like a raised flower bed about 6 foot deep, going all the way down the side of that house with trees in it and fucking little round bushes and stuff. A tree that'll go up almost to the link.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that Little Swole does all that kind of stuff. Oh, shit.
Need some bushes that can almost be as high as the dam.
We should call him up.
To hide the side of that house, because that's the side the sun comes up on, and you'll lose, it'll bake the side of that house.
And I was going to say, if we needed any electrician shit, my brother's an electrician.
Okay.
So, you know, just putting that out there. Yeah. I don't know if we'll need anything along that line, but if we do, I could just call him and go, hey, I'll pay you to come and, like, drive the hell over. He lives in
Daytona. I hate doing landscape and shit. I'd rather pay somebody to do landscape.
I would as well. Well, and honestly, too,
they're the equipment. You got to need trucks and fucking...
Well, the landlord, didn't they also say that that the lawn crew was included in the rent, just like it is here?
Yeah, but they don't do landscaping.
I know that, but I'm just saying that, you know, that's why...
it comes along.
That's why we got rid of, like, our lawn mowers and all that kind of shit.
It just takes up room, man.
Because we just pay for people to come.
It's easier to just hire these dudes. They show up and get done 10 minutes and they get the fuck out.
Yeah.
There's, like, 8 of them. All from Central America. Jump up smiling, little bitty motherfucker smiling. Yeah, thank you. Get it done.
Now, I don't think where we're moving now, it's like I said, it's a big neighborhood, but it's not gated. Like, it has a big sign and everything, but it's not gated. There's no HOA, is there?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So that's nice.
So you can do what you want.
That's good. Yeah, that was kind of one thing here that...
Had no motherfuckers
a
always
bit of a pain.
How high your grass is and fucking what color and is there any stains in the damn driveway? They're a pain in the ass.
Yeah, we had to get the driveway
cleaned. Pressure washed a couple times.
Or they were going to fine us.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's no HOA at the new place, so that's another good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so is that all we had to talk about today? I don't know why I'm like so... I think it was all the smoke.
And then this is 3/4 of an acre. That's going to be $2 million, depending on the city. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, actually, I was really...
And Con's saying, yeah, next thing you know, a cenote appears in your backyard. Yeah.
Yeah, it can happen.
Actually, I mean, it's kind of, it's a big, big backyard that if you go up back, if you go farther enough, there's just another house there. And I don't like that direct fucking contact between the two, just an empty space. I'm going to put flagstones and shit down in there and make like a fucking garden with bushes and shit. Doesn't that sound good?
And honestly, like, bushes, like privacy hedges better than fence.
Yeah,
I
put some privacy hedges and some bushes and shit.
There's trees. There's landscaping in the front, like near the front door.
Yeah.
But like in the back, not so much. There's some trees in the back, but it's just like open.
Yeah. Just get a post hole digger and start fucking digging and buy some bushes and put them in there. That's not a big deal.
And it's like the neighborhood is like right across the street from like a big, huge horse farm.
Yeah.
So the only thing was that, well, it's now, you used to, like I said, you used to work down there because you worked in the horse business. So you used to work down there like 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah. I still know people there.
You might.
Yeah.
And, he said when he worked back there back then, there was like nothing out there. But now it's just like less than a mile up the road, they just built a big thing with like a Publix grocery store, a sushi restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an ice cream shop, a hair cutting place.
When I lived there, there was
a liquor store. There's like a big shopping mall there now, which is good because I don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere.
AMC in that area even.
Only thing that sucks is that the same Sam's that we go to now is the Sam's that serves that area, and it's kind of far. But
I still got to drive all the way down here to pick up my fucking test.
That's right.
I can't have them ship it to my house, but it probably delays it a couple days.
That's true.
But it's only, 20? It would be only a 15-mile ride.
Yeah, it's not far. I said, we drove there yesterday to look at the outside because we don't have the keys yet. And I was like, okay, well, that's not that far.
And that's near that Mexican. That's near that Mexican store where I used to have to ride out. Remember to go get my hot
sauce?
That's
right, to go get your hot sauce.
Now it's only 3 miles away.
That's right, because I knew we had been out there before because I've been to that Mexican store because we ate in that restaurant there.
Louis and Con would love that place, man. It's like going to Mexico. They got the whole Mexico store there. All the Mexican stuff. You can get Mexican Coca-Cola. They're making tortillas in there. They got a restaurant in there. And
half
store,
of it's a restaurant, and
it's a butcher shop, they speak English in there, the staff, but nobody else in there does. Everybody else is from Mexico or Central America.
It's a big grocery store. I was surprised.
Yeah, but they would have Oaxaca cheese and all that. They have everything there to make Mexican cuisine. I have to take some video of it and show them. They'd probably trip out on that.
Yeah, next time we're up there.
Yeah.
Might as well. because, you know, that's, like I said, that's a cool place.
Yeah.
And I thought, because I've been out there before, and I knew when we were driving out there, so I'm like, yeah, this kind of looks familiar. That must have been when we went to that Mexican store earlier.
Yeah, you go in there, it's all decorated in fucking Mexican colors and shit, you know, the red, white, and green fucking banners going everywhere, and, you know, and they're fucking Mexican music, and the restaurant is just like fast food. You go up to the window, and they've got, like, a grill back there and a griddle, and just, you know, there is always same things on the menu, but they also have specials. You know, they're just, it'd be a bunch of, and it's mostly the lawn crew guys.
Yeah.
Lawn crew guys and the farm workers.
Yeah, because it's like rural going in out there, kind of.
To eat and buy supplies.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, like I said, we're really excited about it. Like I said, I'm already like picking out furniture and paint colors and I already ordered a shit ton of boxes. I'm going to start packing all my shit up.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And you can reuse those boxes, too.
Well, yeah.
For Lowe's, yeah. Yeah. Look up.
Yeah. I just got some from, like, Amazon, like a big pack of them. All right. Okay. So, I guess that'll do it for today. So, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a good rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right, Constantine. He's going to send me a video of something I need to order from there called Machete. It's a fucking meal.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Are we sure that's something that's good, or is it somebody just going, "Hey, eat this"?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, so we'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. with another movie review and whatever else we're gonna jabber about. Thanks for dropping by, everybody, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.